So I'm down at the climate camp at Trafalgar Square, and I've just met Chickpea, who is Chickpea on Twitter. And Chickpea does some independent radio broadcasting for indie media.
I do a project called Dissident Island Radio. We did Climate Camp Radio 2008 and 2009 and do regular shows on twice monthly. And I also do a little bit of work with London Indie Media. And you wanted to know about indie media, which is a very non-hierarchical grassroots media. It's all about open publishing and asking people to basically be the media. Don't hate the media, be the media. So it's open publishing. People can basically upload articles, videos, and connect with like a larger social movement, so social justice movement. And I'm actually heading to Copenhagen to do some independent media stuff there.
That's the point today, right? People that are going to Copenhagen are congregating here. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we've been asked to come here and have lunch with the climate camp in Trafalgar Square before we head off on the coaches to Denmark. And so we're going to be heading off in a little bit. And when I get there, I'll be doing some independent media stuff. And there's, for people out there that are interested in Copenhagen and the climate talks and also the large amount of protest and counter summit mobilizing and workshops, and there's just so much going on, they should check out the Denmark Indie Media page, where that's going to be aggregating all sorts of content from the streets. And another place to check for people who are interested in climate related issues is to go to the Climate IMC. I can't remember, I think it's climate.indymedia.org, but it's best to
if you go to Google and...
Yeah, or Scroogle, which
is... Scroogle.
Scroogle, you can look up climate IMC, and that will take you to the right page.
Okay.
And that just aggregates information from all over the globe. So it just shows just how widespread like the global justice movement and environmental justice, climate justice, how that's all linked and how much activity is actually going on.
And is mainstream media ever picked up on any of the stories or content that's been used there, or they tend to just pillage it, ignore it, don't credit it?
Okay, so I don't know if you ever heard about the Greek insurrectionary sort of rioting that was going on recently. Now, in terms of news sources, the Greek Indie Media page, Athens Indie Media page, was the third or fourth most visited news source on the internet during that time. Now, it's not third or fourth like in terms of independent media, third or fourth in terms of all media. So it would have been like, you know, Guardian, BBC, and then Indie Media. So it's actually a very trusted news source, simply because the standards within Indie Media are quite high in terms of what can actually be verified from the streets. It does require...
So there's some moderation
A lot of work, free volunteer time and work and effort goes into it. So it's a really great
show. So how do you manage to donate your time? Do you do some freelance work and patch in between, or are you dedicated your life to it and you get by on donations?
In terms of just the media work that I do it because I love it and it keeps me going and it keeps me inspired. And
How do you eat though?
How do you pay for your journeys?
Yeah,
I have to work part time,
okay.
And you know, work and make some money on the side. But you know, it's there is a lot of discussion within certain movements about money where it comes from, and it's very, very tricky to get funding from certain sources because it kind of ties you into that funding, and also you become beholden to that funding. So in terms of, you know, the projects that I've done so far haven't looked for funding, haven't requested it, and for very specific political reasons.
Well, great for you.
Yeah.
And where in the States are you from?
I'm not from
Canadian.
I'm not Canadian.
What's your accent?
I'm just kind of from all over.
Global citizen.
Yeah, global citizen of the world.
Nice one. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.